The Crippling. This time, like all the other times, he stood poised on the edge of the roof and knew he would have to push off swiftly, using his arms to propel him to the mound of chaff. It was dangerous, and his father had explained the danger in such a leap. But an 8-year-old who has successfully leapt from a rooftop to a pile of chaff, the wind rushing around him, the shouts of other boys around him, an 8-year-old determines to do it again and again. And so he leapt. It was a good, strong leap, and the fall was full of excitement, full of laughter. But Aaron leapt too soon after, and Jesus turned his head to see Aaron, who was following too fast, and in that head turning spoiled the falling, and the two of them lay hurt, heads pillowed by the chaff, legs limp upon the ground. They called, a long calling, for the house was far enough away from all the others to be protected from parents' anxious eyes, and so they lay hurting until Ephraim came looking, because he liked leaping too. There were the crying mothers, the stern fathers, the terrible pains, the tears they could not hide. Joseph was not counted as one of the 10 for the late afternoon's sobered praying. The leg of Jesus healed. Perhaps Joseph's hands that worked with wood had helped to set it straight, for it was set straight, and it grew straight, but not Aaron's. From that afternoon, Aaron would limp, both legs so twisted he required a crutch. Aaron's mother would sometimes glance at Jesus with a look that seemed full of hate, then turn her head, because Jesus could walk, and her only child was crippled. Sometimes Aaron sat along the shore while all the other boys leapt into the river. Sometimes he just hid from all the laughter. On Atonement Day that year, an 8-year-old named Jesus prayed to be forgiven for the laughter of an afternoon, for his head's turning to see his friend following so quickly, for the pain he felt he caused that friend. He asked Aaron, he asked his Lord, to be forgiven for that crippling.